LS 3 4.16
So, what can we conclude from this? Well, the results I've presented here suggest that there are some significant differences in the way that students at opposite ends of the achievement spectrum choose to use their non-lecture time. As you've seen from the data, lower-achieving students predictably choose to spend more time on pure leisure activities overall. However, as I've also discussed, the results do also indicate that a large number of low-achieving students spend an equal amount of time on study as their more successful peers. Possible reasons for this include differences in the approach taken while studying, as well, perhaps, as the time when such study is done. However, it would be difficult to generalise from the limited sample I have looked at, and I would suggest that further research is needed in order to shed more light on these aspects. I will now happily accept any questions you may have.